Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Good morning, everybody. And if it's not morning while you're listening to this, good afternoon, good evening, good day. I'm Bishop Randy Dean, and I'm here for another episode of Alive to Love. I believe lesser purposes than love devolve into potential BS, which is bait and switch. That is where we step aside from authenticity. We step aside from real human honesty, and we start baiting people, and then we start switching with people. We start manipulating with people. We start pretending rather than being. Love is the one course of life that will keep us secure in an authentic living toward purpose. And that's where I'm going to talk today about the five purposes of the practice of love. But before we get there, I always try to lead you. No, I don't try. I do. There's a difference between trying and doing, right? So I don't try to love. I do love. And I'm not going to try to do this purpose. I'm going to do. I'm with the No BS Bishop, Alive to Love. Love's Creed. Love's Creed is something I wrote some years ago as a means to keep me focused and on track. And it works. It just reminds me. This is what my life is about. So I will give it to you in total, and then I'll go back through, as I do every time we have this venue here with the Alive to Love, No BS Bishop. I will give it to you like a vows at a wedding altar so that you can repeat after me. What our ears hear us say will check our conscience toward authenticity. What our ears hear our mouth to say will check our conscience toward authenticity. Am I speaking the truth to myself and others, or am I just lying? And it really grabs our conscience when we hear ourselves say certain things. That happens in church when you're reading the liturgy and you're going through the Apostles' Creed. Do I believe this, or am I just BSing? So I urge you to believe what you say, even if it's just for your own ear's sake. Here's Love's Creed in total. I'm alive to love. I am not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. All right, now let me go through it in small portions so that you can repeat after me. I'll give you a phrase and then you repeat after me. Here we go. I'm alive to love. I'm not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I'm available for anything less than love. There you have it. That's Love's Creed. If you'd like a copy, send me an email at randydeanministries@gmail.com. That's randydeanministries, all one word, lowercase, @gmail. Be happy to send you a copy. So I said earlier, I want to talk to you today about the five purposes of the practice of love. Now, that's a bit of an oversimplification, but it really does, I hope, give you some structure to hang on to when you're thinking about, when I'm challenging you here, that life is about love. And if it isn't about love, then it's going to devolve into other practices that won't serve us well. Life is about love, managing love, maintaining love, and keeping a solid, practical, functional definition of love active in our day-to-day priorities in life. So here are the five purposes of the practice of love. It's a bit of the white lines on the highway. You know, they say keep your vehicle between the white lines. Here are the white lines on the practices, or excuse me, the five purposes of the practice of love. First of all, the practice of love keeps my behavior. It is to, first of all, keep my behavior. Love is the container and foundation of how to behave well as an adult, to manage my maturity, to manage my behavior, my behaving in the big world around me, so I'm not given to road rage or I'm not given to rude behavior when I'm in a public place. Love sustains my attentiveness to others through my behavior, to make sure that I'm not loud and noisy in a place where other folks would really like to be heard themselves. My behavior is kept in the practice of love. My behavior keeps me polite. My behavior in love keeps me aware of other people around me. It keeps me self-aware. When I got to tell you, when we're self-aware, that means we manage our own size. We keep ourselves right-sized in any given room. If there's one thing that I have learned in my life, it is to be right-sized in any given circumstance. To know that in whatever group meeting I may be, if other people have the plans, if they have the agenda, if they have the microphone, well then it's not my place to grab the mic. It's not my place to behave in a way that is intrusive to what others are doing. So, first purpose of the practice of love is to keep my behavior. Self-awareness is, I think, one of those biggies in adult life. The second purpose of the practice of love is to shape my personality. All of us have our own personality. Some personalities are gregarious and external. We have a personality that is welcoming. We have a personality that perhaps is just quiet. When we have a personality that we have managed well through love in life, then we recognize that our personality is a contribution to the greater good of the community around me, whether it's great or small. The purpose of the practice of love as it relates to my personality is to sustain my outer expressions so that, as I said in the first purpose of keeping my behavior in parameters, second of all, in shaping my personality. We all experience life in different ways. And when I'm seeing my life shaped by pain, disappointment, or just intrusive behaviors that I can't control, my personality suffers from that. And everybody has, whether it's long-term or short-term, our personalities can be, they can be affected negatively by negative events. But when love holds me, when love shapes my personality, there may be temporary negatives that come along. There may be temporary, even emergencies that really do stop me dead in my tracks. But if love is shaping my personality, I can still be a kind person, even in a terrible circumstance, because love holds my personality in its container of unselfishness. Love holds my personality in a container that is serving to others. My personality is never self-serving when love shapes my personality. So again, I'm talking about five purposes of the practice of love. To keep my behavior is the first one. To shape my personality is the second. And number three is pretty obvious. It is to grow relationships. When love is my center, when love is my purpose, and it's a practice in my life day by day by day by day. I may even be reciting Love's Creed day by day. Well, then the purpose of the practice of love grows my relationships. So by the way, there's no rule that says you have to have 70 relationships with 70 people, or 7 people, or 3 people. The number of relationships in our life isn't necessarily the measure of our love. You can have just a few relationships, but your love can be grand. And those few relationships will always know you to be a loving person. On the other hand, if you have multiple relationships, if you're on some community service boards, if you work with people in a large corporation, if you have a grocery store and you're the manager of a store or you're the cashier, the purpose of the practice of love is to grow relationships so that relationships aren't static and stale. Love will always keep our relationships on some level of growth. Love will always maintain in us an awareness. How are my relationships, whether they're many or few? How am I doing in my relationships? How am I relating to people in a way that shows them my kindness, shows them my patience, shows them my joy, or perhaps shows them my sorrows in an appropriate way? Love has the purpose of maintaining growth in my relationships. I say this here every time. I think it's every time. Love is not a sprint. It's not a quick race. Love is a marathon. Love is a practice that will take your life to manage. So one of the purposes of the practice of love in relationships is to recognize that relationships shouldn't be judged in short-term bursts, but they should be judged by ourselves in the long-term practice. How are my relationships growing over the long haul? Anything can go sideways. Anything can go bad in short-term. But it's not the short term that is the good measure of how my relationships are working in love. It's the long term. Over time, you know, if I have had a moment or two where I lost track of my love's creed internal dialogue, and my relationships are suffering because I'm crabby or grouchy or tired, or maybe I'm sick, that's not a measure of overall the practice of love in my life. Got to remember, it's a mountain climb. It's not just a stroll up of a very easy run or easy walk. When our relationships are seen in the big picture, when we see our significant other, our marriages, our children, our cousins, aunts and uncles and grandparents and our grandchildren, however we see those relationships developing over time, is how the purpose of the practice of love should be managed as we see life going forward. I have said here, and I'll remind you of this, that one of the things as a pastor I've run into, that I'll preach on love, and I'll get occasionally, when I've preached on the subject of love on a Sunday morning, somebody will come to me almost inevitably and say, "Well, you know, I didn't feel like you loved me that one time when I called and you seemed short, or you didn't seem to have enough love to give me that day." And I've had to learn how not to be defensive about that, how not to jump to my own, be my own lawyer and start making a case. I've just learned to say, "You're probably right. I had a moment. I was tired, or I had a busy day," you know, or if I don't know exactly what the person's talking about, I can simply say, "That's me, that's my life, but my love is not one day measured only by one day. My love is measured by a greater capacity over time to grow my relationships with patience going forward." So just know, it's a pilgrimage. It's not a short walk around the block. The fourth purpose of the practice of love is to free my mind. Free your mind. Free your mind of its confines of how you feel attacked, or how you feel that you've been treated badly. Here's the truth. We are all treated badly one time or another. Here's the truth. You will not always be given fair assessments by people watching you. Here's the truth. People can be unreasonable. Here's the truth. You get my point, right? There's no guarantees that being love, being a person of love, will bring love back to me all the time. Now, in the big picture, once again, in the pilgrimage, it will. But in the short term, you may find your mind being besieged by the behaviors of others, by their impatience, by their unkindness, and really by their unloving behavior toward you. But when I keep the purpose of the practice of love going on in me, it'll free my mind. I'll remember, no matter how I'm loved, I will love. No matter what love came my way, love will come from me going forward. My mind, oh, that mind, that genius invention of God, living between our ears. Heaven and hell are in the 6 inches between your ears and mine. Heaven and hell have this capacity for rampaging through our mind, and we are really, each one of us, the engineer of our mind's focus. If I can set my mind on the purpose of the practice of love, I can remind myself, you hear that? Remind myself. Bring my mind back to the commitment to love. I'm alive to love. I'm not on this earth for hate. See, that's why when our mind drifts because of attack or because of disappointment or because of significant, perhaps physical injury or psychological injury, your mind, if it's been purposed to love, your mind will serve you well over the long haul. The purpose of the practice of love is to keep my mind free, to free your mind. And the fifth and last of my five purposes of the practice of love is to learn how to reach for God. Now, this for me is, this is paramount. It may be last, but it is not the least. To reach for God is to reach in love. Hear, O Israel, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your might, and all your mind and all your might, and love your neighbor as yourself. That is the Shema of the Israeli call of the Old Testament. Hear, O Israel, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. That to me is a granite foundation, reaching for God through love. My purposes when I worship aren't to just fill the time on a Sunday or whenever it is that I worship. I'm not looking to worship so that I can pay my religious dues. I do believe in religion, by the way. Some people have this notion that religion is a bad word. Religion really is a great format for relationship that we have in our walk with love for God. But the point of my purpose of the practice of love here is to reach for God. When love is how I reach for God, it shapes my religion. It shapes my creeds. It shapes how I worship. So I'm not just in a blank zombie mode when I'm singing a song. When love is the purpose of my practice in reaching for God, I am finding ways of intimacy with God in my song or in the liturgies that I may be a part of. So when I'm reaching for God, I must remember love is the core. Love is the nuclear core of what's happening here. I'm always challenged in my own life that when a Sunday morning comes and I'm seated at a whether it's an in-person setting, and for us now, my wife and I, it's more often online. I just have to remember, focus on love. Because if I focus on, you know, the appearance of people around me, if I focus on, If I focus on whether I like the songs or not, or if I focus on, is it too cold in here? Is it too warm in here? I can get distracted so easily. And by the way, that's a professional that's an occupational hazard for me as a pastor. I'm always aware when I'm in a church service or whether it's in person or online, what does it look like? How does it sound? I have to remember when I'm worshiping, this is my love reach for God. This isn't some kind of pedantic thing that I'm doing just to fill my religious baggage with my practice of worship. Nope. My purpose in this practice of love is to reach for God. God is love and love is God. Those who dwell in God dwell in love, and those who dwell in love dwell in God. If you've heard me say that once, you've heard me say that 1,000 times. Love keeps me in some neighborhood that belongs to God. So in all of these 5 purposes of the practice of love, I need to remember that when love is a part of these 5 practices, I know that I'm dwelling in God at some level. So here are those 5 purposes of the practice of love. Number 1, to keep my behavior. To be, as Mom used to say, you be a good boy now. That's a challenge, isn't it, for all of us adults? Just be a good girl. Be a good boy. Number 1, the first purpose of the practice of love is to keep my behavior. Number 2 in the purposes of the practice of love is to shape my personality. Our personalities get shaped by our meanness, crabbiness, impatience, or our personality is shaped by love. The third purpose of the practice of love is to grow my relationships. Every relationship I have can grow, and in fact will need to grow as I age and as others around me are growing older. My purpose in the practice of love for my relationship is to see to it that those relationships are not stagnant and stale, but they are growing. The fourth purpose in the practice of love is to free my mind. Free your mind, the rest will follow. Well, I don't know if that's the right words for the song, but free your mind. Free your mind with love. Remember, self-love is a part of what we should do here too. Take good care of you by loving yourself with a healthy awareness that you need to take good care of you with self-love. And the fifth purpose of the practice of love, most important purpose in the practice of love, is the reach for God. Reaching for God in this life, highest value of the human existence. Reaching for God. And by the way, everybody's reach for God through love is a little different. See, I grew up in a Pentecostal church background, and we were pretty exuberant and loud, loved to clap our hands and raise our hand and shout and sing with all our hearts. But you know, if you go to a Catholic experience, and I've done that, I love the liturgy and the smell of the incense and the notions that there's a sweet, quiet rhythm to it all. That reach for God is equal to anything else if love is at the center. If our loving reach for God just keeps us in whatever place we find ourselves, there's a variety of ways to reach for God through love. Well, I'm going to bring our broadcast today in for a landing and offer you 2 practices here and the purposes of the practice of love. And I teach you here routinely that there's an important practice of breathing well. You know, I do find that when we talk about our mind, to free our mind, sometimes I think our minds have been suffering because our bodies haven't been cared for well. We're too energized by anger or sadness. We're too trapped in a corner of whatever our mind has really fallen into, rather than staying tuned into love. I know one way to keep my mind free is to breathe in a healthy way. On the count of 3, I want you to take the deepest breath you can. Hold it in the basement of your lung, right up against your diaphragm, for just a few seconds, and then exhale. All right? 1, 2, 3, inhale. hold it, and exhale. That simple little practice can help lower your blood pressure, it can steady your thinking, and keep your mind and your body in a place of healthy posture. The last thing I do every time here on the No BS Bishop Alive to Love is to challenge you to the startling and beautiful practice of telling somebody with intention and eye contact, I love you. I haven't said this in a while, but I'm going to say it now and remind you. Don't just snap those three words out like they're just one word. I love you. That's not what I'm after here. I'm after you maintaining attention to your surroundings. Remember the purpose of the practice of love is to grow my relationships, even if they're casual relationships. Yeah, it is weird occasionally to tell some folks that you love them, but you know what? Maybe that person you're saying this to hasn't heard those three most powerful and holy words in days, weeks, months, maybe years. Give people the opportunity and to grow your own relationships. Give somebody the opportunity to hear those holy, charmed, magical words from your heart and let them know, somebody just gave me life. I love you is life-changing, life-altering. And it's a great way to keep your relationships growing. It's a great way to keep your mind growing as well, because it'll remind you, whoever it is you're seeing, whoever it is you just encountered in this big, busy world, may need those three words today. Well, thank you for joining me here on No BS Bishop. I'm alive to love. All lesser values than love devolve easily into bait and switch. Let's be purpose to be full of our purpose toward the practice of love. Now go out there in this big busy world. There are uglies getting done to death. And be one person who says, I'm going to do something beautiful. I'm going to startle somebody. And I'm going to say, I love you. Hear me, Randy Dean, say to whoever you are, I love you. Happy trails, y'all.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.